Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
More is happening in a day than would previously happen in a month. More is happening in a month on the agenda of the New World Order than what happened previously in a year or even a decade. This is going to be one of the most important broadcasts I have ever done today. It is the 28th day of January, 2009. I rescheduled a guest last week because I was covering the aftermath of the Obama coronation, Kevin Annett, Reverend Kevin Annett, who documents that they are still killing Native Americans in Canada on the reservations. The children that their Canadian CPS takes from the Native families. This is on record. He caused this news a few years ago to be broken nationally in Canada. And it's an example of the level of tyranny going on in the West that the general public isn't aware of. And it shows the capacity of governments to put people in camps and to quietly, through institutions, kill them. So the Canadian Native Holocaust, and I'm not going to reschedule him today. The news that developed last night, I frankly should clear the decks, have no guest on today. But, and I'm going to get to the big news in a moment, but because this dovetails into camps and institutionalized systems through the health departments that are going to be used to put Americans in camps, it dovetails. So we're going to spend 45 minutes with him next hour. Then I've got Charles Slepian, who's in the L.A. Times article last week about hundreds and hundreds of people being charged as terrorists on planes for even arguing with stewardesses and being charged under the Patriot Act and having their due process stripped from them. And that's the whole issue, not just that they're being charged for talking back, it's that they're being charged as terrorists under the USA Patriot Act. So that dovetails as well with the main story I'm about to cover. And then in the fourth hour today, I'm going to go back into this top story for the entire fourth hour while we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I'm not going to get up here on air. I'm not going to hyperventilate. I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to scream, at least till later. I'm going to try to be calm and go over this, because when I learned of this yesterday afternoon after I got off the air, all day my mind was racing, all night until about 2 a.m. I couldn't even go to sleep researching it. And the reason it's so bad is that it is exactly what I said they would do. It is exactly the way I said they would lay it out and the way they would introduce it and the way they would try to sell it. And it almost lessens the magnitude of it because we've been building up to this for years. We've been covering it ad nauseum and warning people so long that now as it's actually happening, even myself in a way is conditioned subconsciously to accept it. Now, I'm going to build the suspense deliberately so that people will pay attention. If I just come in here and cover this news like I do every day, in a way, it lessens the information. It's still effective. It's still positive to expose it. It's just not as effective if I just mix it in with all the other news. I am asking every listener right now, whether you're listening on an AM or FM station, whether you're listening on global shortwave, internet, satellite, doesn't matter, call your friends and family. If they don't have an affiliate in their area, most Americans, 75% plus, have computers and internet. Tell them to tune in right now to InfoWars.com on the audio streams or on the local AM or FM. Tell people at red lights. Tell them in stores. Go knock on your neighbor's door right now. Tell them to tune into this. We need to have the primitive mammalian response to something this serious of mobilization. Mobilize. I'm going to cover this news coming up in 10 minutes.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The
day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Eat Foods does it again. The 3-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy fix food. The price of the 3-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In T-minus 5 minutes, I'm going to launch with our top story. And to say it's a news report really does it injustice. It's a final piece of a puzzle. It's exactly what I said they were doing. We are exactly, precisely right about the entire infrastructure of what they're setting up. We have been completely dead on from our historical research and the government documents. But the fact that they are now announcing it and pushing it exactly 100% as we said they would when they entered the final phase. This is it. This is it. This is it. Do you understand? And I'm not going to theatrically play air raid sirens in the background, but that frankly is what people should be hearing right now. But it's so serious, I'm not going to add any theatrics in a pathetic attempt to try to get you to stir towards action. But I'm telling you right now, call your friends, call your family, call your neighbors. Stop your car at the red light. Park it. Get out. Tell people to tune into the local AM or FM you're listening to. Call your neighbors, your friends, your bosses. Tell your coworkers this is too important. They need to tune in right now. On the audio streams at Infowars.com, they need to hear this information. because I'm going to calmly go over it. Then coming up, U.S. Supreme Court says passengers can be frisked. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that police officers have leeway to frisk a passenger in a car stopped for a traffic violation, even if nothing indicates the passenger has committed a crime or is about to do so. Total police state, total third world nation, absolute annihilation of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. The court on Monday unanimously overruled an Arizona appeals court that threw out evidence found during such an encounter. Here's another one. PBS confirms that NSA could have prevented 9/11, as we told you 7 years ago. The people listening at the NSA, like Sybil Edmonds, heard the government planning the attacks, by the way. Turley, Obama's accessory to war crimes if no prosecution. So I've got to hand it to Keith Huberman. We said he's worshiping Obama when Obama flip-flops and lies and commits to the globalist agenda that he was bred for, that he was raised up to fill. Will Keith Huberman go after Obama? And he is doing that to some extent. Wonder how long he'll be on the air. I've got another report here that is amazing out of MarketWatch, the Wall Street Journal. See, everything is go date now. They're now unveiling it all because they're going with it. When they unveiled it, it's go date. This isn't the big story, but it ties in. Normally, this would be the big story of the day. How realistic is a North American currency? Question mark. Wall Street Journal. Commentary. Uniting U.S., Canada, Mexico money could result from crisis. Now, that's the Wall Street Journal. And I told you that they would announce the North American Union as the answer to the banking crisis. I told you that 13 years ago. Not because Alex Jones is smart, but because I know how to read CFR and Trilateral Commission and Club of Rome and Rand Corporation declassified and public white papers from the think tanks. That's what's so disgusting about all of this. It's all laid out in a detailed blueprint in a roadmap. It's all going to happen. The FEMA camps, everything. And these idiots go on InfoWars.com and they comment, oh, Alex has been saying North American Union for a long time. He's been saying FEMA camps for a long time. As it's materializing, and we've backed it off, we've held it back, we've slowed it down, and we've got a chance to beat it because we did analyze the enemy attack profile and because we did put out their attack profile. Imagine a watchman on a wall of a citadel, of a keep, of a fortress, of a castle, and for a week he's saying, over that hill, I just saw a huge army. And the people won't even come up to the parapet to look out 10 miles on the horizon and see the dust of the marching army. Well, now the army is battering the gate. They've got traitors inside the citadel. They're catapulting firebombs in. The country is burning down around us. And there are people more than ever attacking me. Of course, most of them are government operatives or fellow travelers. But the point is, my God, you're burning up your own house. You are so committed to your delusions that you won't listen to people that have figured it all out and who've been right every step of the way. The fall of the Republic has been carefully crafted. We are now here. We are now at the precipice, leaning out. The enemy is holding us by the scruff of our neck, about to drop us. Will we grab their hand that's holding us? Will we hold on to them at least so if they let go of us, they go over either? Or will we just sit there saying, no, we're not being held out over the edge of a cliff? Will you continue to live in denial? So how realistic is a North American currency? Uniting U.S., Canada, Mexico money could result from crisis. And they go on to say, from the Wall Street Journal, their Market Watch page, they go on to say that the only answer to fix the banking crisis that was engineered by the banks is a North American Union and the Amero. Ladies and gentlemen, we read about the Amero in 89 and 90 in Money Magazine and other publications. They've been proposing it and setting it up this long, and these bastards have engineered the destruction of our financial and our economic and our liberty future. And if you don't face the enemy and realize who the enemies are, it's over. So I'm going to get into that report as well today. Now, I have put out the call for every listener of this radio show. In the last 15 minutes, I've been begging you and asking you to call your friends, your family, your neighbors. We need to have a huge response to this. This needs to go ultra mega viral on the web. And what needs to go viral is the proper analysis of what has just occurred. Because the establishment is putting it out viral with their spin on it, exactly as we said they would put their spin on it. We have to counter that so the unsophisticated public has a chance to understand and see how diabolical this is. To get everybody's attention, we're going to have 20 seconds of silence right now before I go into this unbelievable report, because it is the final piece. It's like tumblers on a safe, locking in position and the door opening. This is absolute confirmation of the entire enemy attack profile. You understand? Let's have a moment of silence for the Republic. All right. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. An article by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com, last night's top story. New legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the United States. Now let's stop right there before I get into the article. You notice that years after, decades after the National Security Agency illegally put in snooping hubs in all telecommunication centers, where all phone calls, all emails, all faxes, all go through their system. They pass laws legalizing their criminality, giving themselves immunity. After the bankers engineer the collapse of the society so they can consolidate it, they pass a law to give themselves immunity. That was the banker bailout. They always pass the law after they've already constructed the system and beta tested it and it's ready to go or has already been operating. And it's the same thing here. Remember the Houston Chronicle in January of 2006 saying giant 1 million person FEMA camps paid for by the White House and Homeland Security for a subsidiary of Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown, and Root. And then, of course, there were previous camps built in the 80s under Rex 84. That was declassified in Congress. We have the congressional testimony, and people still deny it. We have the secret civilian inmate labor camp program, secretly started in 86. American citizens, federal prisoners, were held in forced labor camps at U.S. military installations in secret to beta test how to keep it secret. From 86 to 97 when they declassified it. I'm going to go through the background of this and then give you the new development. What we learned from this bill, the architecture of the death camps.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
New legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the United States, dovetailing with two rulings in the last 2 weeks by the Supreme Court, savaging the Fourth Amendment, overturning one of the key areas of the Bill of Rights that stands against a tyrannical police state. Homeland Security, announcements of 20,000 combat troops to deal with the American people. The Army War College admitting their new mission is to fight the American people. The entire Homeland Security apparatus announcing through NORTHCOM that it is here to control a military district and an occupied nation. Their words, not mine. It's here. Now, the reason this bill is so key is that it lays out how they're going to sell Americans going into the camps. And the infrastructure and architecture, it's going to be set up under the NAFTA superhighways, which will be armored grids, how they're going to lock down the cities, everything. The clergy response teams, remember 3 years ago, two different pastors, broke right here on the Genesis Network, secret FEMA documents, not for disclosure, 13,000 secretly recruited preachers to give sermons telling their flock to turn in their guns, take forced inoculations, go to camps. A year and a half after we broke that story, Pastor Butch Paul and myself, with some of the pastors, by the way, Homeland Security visited them and then threatened them, even though we'd hidden their identity. It came out on the news that indeed they'd done this, and they were doubling it to 26,000 preachers. Now, it doesn't get any more hardcore tyranny than that. You know, the movie Red Dawn, fictitious Russian takeover, police state. Who are they using in the little town to suppress the population? The old mayor and the major pastor. That's because they've done this all over Eastern Europe. The Germans did this all over Europe. The communist Chinese did this. This is how it's done. This is how this unfolds, and it's in the bill. It's in the bill. We have them. And it's how they're going to introduce you to the camps. I mean, you don't think they're just going to come out and say, hey, we've built death camps. This is wonderful. No, the Germans, when they put millions of people in forced labor camps, on record, would say, oh, because of the economy imploding or because local racial strife or whatever, we're going to take you to your own little fence community for your safety. Well, that's what this says. This is how they're going to roll it out. This is how they're going to do it. We told you that they would roll out putting troops on the streets to, quote, stop DWI and to help at car wrecks. And what did they come out and say? They're going to help with DWI and car wrecks. How are they going to introduce things where it sounds good? How are they going to introduce compulsory service when it's on change.gov? For basically all Americans up to about age 65? How are they going to do that? They say, oh, soup kitchens, and then they announce what the program really is. So, again, they put it in an envelope of sicky sweetness, but in the middle is the tyranny. Inside the container. And that's why this legislation is so unbelievable. And it's also a very prominent key member of the New World Order in Congress that's introduced it. So understand, we have been right about everything. So I want to go over how they will get us into the camps, what the camps are going to consist of, how they're going to operate, and how they're going to sell it to the public. I'm going to cover this. When we come back from break, and it is of the highest import that even if you're not listening live on the AM or FM shortwave internet satellite, that you take the free podcast, you subscribe to it at InfoWars.com. We also post an archive where you can go just grab a single one, that you get it out to everyone you know. Because I'm going to go over the background, I'm going to go over the infrastructure, I'm going to go over how they're going to sell it. We're going to cover it all here today. And the most important point here is, I have predicted in film after film after film and in radio show after radio show with guest after guest exactly how this would be sold. Because we had all these other declassified and classified and leaked parts of the program that were compartmentalized, and so I could put them together and see exactly how they would push it and how they would sell it, and that is exactly how they're now doing it. This just further confirms, as we go through time, that we're on target. We know the enemy attack profile. We know the enemy targets. We know the enemy attack profile. We understand how they're going to do it. We understand how they're going to push it. Will we be able to get the word out to the public so they understand the propaganda so they can not be controlled by it?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now, and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com, or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Calling all patriots, calling all patriots. This is not a drill. For those that love the Republic, the enemy is publicly unveiling their program under infrastructure protection to turn every major city into a checkpoint, face-scanned, troops-on-the-street-corner control grid with domestic spies everywhere, with millions of Americans being taken to forced labor camps. It is in the bill. New legislation authorizes FEMA camps in U.S. All right, let me go through a summation of the basic facts and then go through details. A, this is not new. Quietly, since the 1970s, they have accelerated reopening the old World War II prisoner of war camps, putting in new water and power, keeping them updated and ready. Then under Rex 84, part of it was declassified in congressional hearings, covered in my film Police State 2, The Takeover. But you can just Google Rex 84 FEMA camp hearings, Congress, and it will come up from 86. In 1990, our insiders in the military told us that the base closures were going to be used for infrastructure protection to build federal control grids that will be local regional capitals over the states and the cities and counties that reside in them, threat integration centers, FEMA command centers. Years later, exactly what our inside sources told us turned out to be 100% accurate. Secretly in 86, under Rex 84, they said we have to train cadres of Army personnel that it's normal. The first conditioning is of police and military, cross-training them, militarizing them, teaching them the public's the enemy. They set up 12 secret federal prison camps in 1986. You can just Google civilian inmate labor camp program. He will be on the Army's own website. This is now declassified. And they report it like it's no big deal. Where they take federal prisoners and now state prisoners. They've expanded to 24 camps and growing. Remember, with my research, it's only up to the point that I last researched it. It's such a large area to research that most of my news is about a year old because it only comes out later. Our intelligence is massive, but it's all going to be integrated through my brain, and so I'm not perfect. So it's far worse than I'm saying. That's the bottom line. So secretly, people who said they couldn't have these secretly, on record, the Army admits secretly from 86 to 97 for 11 years, the civilian inmate labor camp program, these are labor camps, was kept secret. Then in 97, they declassified it. The Army runs them under the Department of Federal Prisons. And to beta test it, what they would do is they would tell the prisoners, we'll let you out a few years early if you sign this form, this contract, to agree to go to the camp and to be quiet and not tell family about it. That's how they beta tested and trained the troops. That, oh, it's normal. The prisoners like it. We don't talk about it. It's classified, but they live here at camps, American citizens, federal prisoners. Then they began in 97 when they declassified it to bring in state prisoners. The number of camps stands at over 24. Now the reports are confirmed, pouring in multiple camps in Texas, camps all over the nation being built. Again, the Houston Chronicle reported and other publications in 2006 that they're building FEMA camps for natural disasters, emergencies, terror attacks to house illegal aliens and during civil unrest. That was in the Houston Chronicle. All these decades, we've seen the troops secretly training with the military. We go to the events. We get detained. We get in trouble. We get chased. In some cases, they let us tape it with role players they've hired screaming, I'm an American. Please don't knock the camp. Where'd you get the helmet? Where'd you get the gun? You know, you're going to a FEMA camp. Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. The role players with the Marines, with the Army, doing this. Other cities, the Marines walk up, the Army walks up with guns, or the police says, turn your cameras off, to myself and others. It's all in Road to Tyranny. It's all in Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, Police State 3, total enslavement. So I'm screaming bloody murder about this. I'm finding out there's this giant covert operation under continuity of government, under infrastructure protection. I find out from police chiefs, emergency managers, the SWAT team commander in Austin, Lieutenant Beck, the police chief of San Antonio, I'm giving you sources here. These are sit-down interviews on video. Ali Philippus, chief of police San Antonio, emergency manager in Kingsville, Vietnam vet himself, who was in intelligence. They came to him and said, we're getting ready for martial law. They tried to buy him off of cash when they said, no, suitcases of cash. We went to other cities, interviewed police chiefs, where they'd clearly taken the money, and they said, we're not going to talk to you, but yes, U.S. military is here in secret operations. So I began intense research in the 1996-97 on all of this. And I start warning people, they're gearing up, they're gearing up. People say, well, why hasn't it happened this year? Why hasn't it happened next year? You know, Alex, you're saying all this is happening. You show us video, you show us documents, but where is it? They were building the infrastructure. That's on record. They were finding out which counties, which cities, which officials would go along with them, which wouldn't, which preachers, which pastors, which mayors, which city managers could be promoted to regional government because they would play ball and go along and take the payoffs or the payoffs of advancement or suitcases and briefcases full of $100 bills. This is a NORTHCOM operation. NORTHCOM is in the military literature in 1993. It was not founded in 2002. It is the true government, the military jurisdiction over North America. They've signed deals with Canada and Mexico to use Canadian and Mexican troops here in the U.S. Toronto Star, other publications. Congress bitched last year saying we weren't even informed of this. You're supposed to inform us of this. Again, there's hundreds of points. I'm moving quick here. All of this is going on. All of this is happening. We warn the public, they're training the Marines and the Army. The Navy's even creating their own private army. That's in the Navy Times. Private mercenary armies. We tell you those are being prepared. Foreign troops are being prepared. They announce in the SPP Banff Canada 2007 meeting that it's a secret operation and that it will be funded by the carbon taxes and off the NAFTA highways, and that they will use military in each other's countries in the North American system under NORTHCOM. Canadian and Mexican generals then serve and liaison with NORTHCOM. We're in the North American Union. This is seizure by foreign offshore banks. This is a corporate takeover, but they know it's illegitimate, so the people may say no to it, so they've got the military and the police state grid and the federalized local police and local state police to oppress the people when the public finally finds out they've been made destitute in the continent their forefathers conquered. Now, once they build the infrastructure, once they've beta tested the infrastructure, once they've trained the local police, the states, once they know what counties and cities are their friends, because a lot of the training is taking over U.S. cities and counties and courthouses and mock cities for the U.S. with role players as early as 1995, 96, 97, cooperative nugget with foreign troops training with role players screaming, "Don't put me in a camp." You understand? And these won't be foreign troops in foreign uniforms. These will be foreign troops in U.S. uniforms. But you notice U.S. uniforms have now been standardized to match the European uniforms. This is real. This is really happening. Now, the big issue is how will they sell the public on going along with it? Phase one, build the camps, build the FEMA infrastructure, set up the training centers, create the core cadres, find out who will work with them, expand it. Phase two, set up InfraGuard. 25,000 executives, bureaucrats, governors, city managers, county commissioners, corporate heads, with sidearms, and this has come out in mainstream news, you can just Google InfraGuard, with shoot-to-kill orders on anyone they're told to kill during martial law. So you have an auxiliary of executives in the next phase, and it's now begun, they're training their designates and quadrupling the number from 25,000 to over 100,000. That's what we know of. Armed auxiliary federal civilian forces sworn to national security in every corner of the United States. And the feds even stage little terror attacks and cover them up in the news and say the public would panic. You know, you've got to be part of this secret stuff. And the idiots, most of them aren't evil. They go, "Oh, yes, the terrorists hit our power plant. We can't say anything." When it was the feds with a pipe bomb. So this is psychological warfare. How do you bring down the U.S.? Slowly. In 2006, it was 13,000. In 2007, it was 26,000 preachers. We haven't gotten any new data or declassified or secret documents. The number is unknown, but the plan said doubling exponentially every year. So we're conservatively looking over 60,000 preachers. And everybody suddenly sees their local TV preachers and radio preachers saying, "You know, you don't really need guns. When there's an emergency, you do what the government says and go to these centers for your safety. And it's of the Lord. Romans 13, do it." You're now seeing the at least 26,000 preachers do this. They're sending the police into public schools, telling the kids get ready for emergencies, teaching them how to load on buses at gunpoint with their hands behind their heads. All of this preparing everyone, all of this teaching them learned helplessness to go to the camps. Now, how are they going to sell this to the public now in the final phase? Remember, they're going to say, "Oh, we just built all these just now to keep you safe because the economy's imploding. Oh my gosh, the banks have cut off of liquidity. There's this big crisis. People are starving. There's high crime. People are rioting." As all the experts are now saying they'll do. decades of this being set up, decades of the troops training for this. And so people are actually on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the comment section under this article going, well, stuff's breaking down. They got to do it. And I always told you that right when the banking crisis began, right when they engineered it, they would then claim a new world bank with power over the U.S., with the Congress signing over its authority to take over private industry, to take over the roads, the infrastructure, and it's now in the mainstream news and the Wall Street Journal saying, well, we need this, and we need a new currency in a North American Union. Only that will fix the banking crisis. How are they going to sell it? You're now seeing. So how are they going to sell the public? How did the Soviets, how did the Germans, how did Mao sell it when they rounded up tens of millions and took them to forced labor camps and killed millions? They would say the economy's falling apart, or the public doesn't like you, or there's been violent attacks on you, or there's been high crime. We're taking you to an emergency center. See, first they wouldn't let Jews and other people work or have businesses, and a few years later they're bankrupt. Now their houses are being foreclosed. Oh, zoning rules in Germany. You can't have too many people living in one house because you've lost your homes. We're going to send you to a place for your own safety. And a lot of people in Germany, there's a bunch of groups they went after, said, okay, I want to go to this community with a fence so you're safe. It's all in the new bill. It's all in the new bill. And it says community pastors will office and community mayors, and this is what they've already done in scores of counties and cities. They take the old National Guard armories that back up on a few hundred acres or more. They put new fences with barbed wire facing in. And they say, this is the new threat integration center. We're giving the local, you know, three cities in this area and the four counties or, you know, whatever the case may be. It's different in every area. You'll come in here. You'll have live cameras to all the federal cameras put up for traffic. Then later they tell them it's to surveil the public. See, everything is done in a stepped by step thing to condition those to acclimate the locals, to find out who will go with them, to incrementally find out who the resistors are or who can reverse engineer what they're doing and understand it. And they tell them this is an emergency anti-terror center and anti-crime center. And then they announce, as they first did 5 years ago in Green Bay, oh, guess what? In the new emergency center, you can type up wherever somebody's cell phone is and punch this button and track where they're at and hit this button and listen to the person's what they're saying. See, now it isn't the NSA that has the authority illegally to listen to you without a warrant. Now local counties and cities in the threat integration centers where you got the National Guard building or a federal building they give them or an old mall that shuts down, the feds buy it and then invite everybody in so they can be part of the petty power trip. And you've got the head preachers that lead the other preachers as Judas goats to tell the people to go to the camps. You've got the local police, the SWAT teams, all integrated, all trained. Now they federalize the National Guard, say the governors have no authority, bring them under NORTHCOM, announce they're putting troops on the streets. FEMA's done this over at one of the Austin malls. I'm having one of those senior moments. David, what's the mall off I-35 in North Austin? Your wife saw it and told you about it, and then I Googled it, and sure enough, it was there, and I went over there, and it's a FEMA center now. Well, there's Lakeline. There's Barton Creek. Highland Mall. Highland Mall. Highland Mall is now, go over there. They're there. And the old men in uniforms come over with guns and say, get out of here. I mean, they're there right now. And over at the old airport, they've got a hangar with bolts and chains on the floors for the American people. And admit it. Admit it's for you. That's right down the road. I mean, my cousin worked in the regular Army, and for the last 5 years, he's been here in Austin out at the old Air Force base with all the underground stuff they've got there. And he won't talk about it because it's all classified, but I already know. And you know, they're busy integrating it all. I mean, this is just all around us. And so they have these threat integration centers that are built on to 1,000 acres, 2,000 acres, 200 acres, and they have holding facilities. They have mobile jails. You can even see the federal purchase orders for hundreds of thousands of these single-person cells. People take photos of them every day on the web and go, I was at a four-way stop or a railway stop and saw all these little single-unit concrete things with a steel door and bars on them. And, yeah, you can go look at the federal purchase orders. They're putting those all over the country. Hundreds of thousands sites in Georgia, in Oklahoma, in Texas and California, in Colorado of the plastic coffins. All of it, ladies and gentlemen. And now they come out and announce, and in this one bill, you see all the major elements of it. The threat integration centers, the FEMA centers. And they say it's all for your safety in the collapsing economy. They just so happen to have built all of these. They just so happen to have had this huge infrastructure. They just so happen to be paying off politicians decades ago. And I found out from Marines and have the documents. It's in Road to Tyranny. They were kicking down doors and confiscating guns with Marines with the police in Norfolk, Virginia. Again, beta testing in small units and then expanding out. Till now, there is a giant standing army of paramilitary police, corporate executives, regular army, National Guard being federalized, foreign troops standing by, all happening, and they come out with a bill and announce it's for your own good, and then the people email me and say, it is for my own good, Alex. So we're going to go over the bill when we come back. I'll get our guest on about 15 after because I want to be able to go through all this. And then we'll get into how they're killing people in camps in Canada. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
All right, let's get right back into the bill now itself. I gave you some of the background. And the key to all of this is when they're finally getting ready to really use it is when they announce it to the public, the regular army to be on the streets, that'll be used against the American people. The Army War College has to start training the troops that, yes, it really was always for America and the American people, but it's for your own good because the financial collapse is happening. But remember, they built all of this by design. Staged the terror attacks to build the public police state grid, the surveillance grid. Now they're wheeling it around and aiming it at the American people. And misdemeanors will get you in one of these camps for life. New legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the U.S. A new bill introduced in Congress, authorizes the Department of Homeland Security to set up a network of FEMA camp facilities to be used to house U.S. citizens in the event of a national emergency. That's under PDD 51, including economic. I'm going to have Paul Watson do a Rosetta Stone article where he goes through all the points I'm making. It's a great article he wrote, but I want to add them all. But under PDD 51, it's economic or any other emergency. And the Congress is abolished, has no authority, the executive is in total control. That's called tyranny. The National Emergency Centers Act, or H.R. 645, mandates the establishment of national emergency centers to be located on military installations for the purpose of providing temporary housing, medical, and humanitarian assistance to individuals and families dislocated due to an emergency or major disaster. So see, it's being pitched as that. Oh, you're going to go there for your safety, but who's there? The military, the police, the preachers. That was from the bill. The legislation also states that the camps will be used to provide centralized locations to improve the coordination, preparedness, response, and recovery efforts of government, private, and nonprofit entities and faith-based organizations. So, see, they'll have public, and they already set them up, FEMA offices. They'll set it up for a hurricane, but they never leave. And then it's, oh, we're going to do, and suddenly they just turned on all the billboards on 290 all over the country, big flashing billboards that say, we're looking for a lost child. We're looking for a lost old lady. But then suddenly they're putting up signs like report terrorism, 1-800 number, or report illegal guns. They're now saying that. They're now flashing that. We have photos across the country and video. See, it always starts with, oh, it's soup kitchens for forced compulsory service. You're not against soup kitchens. Oh, the Army's going to help you get out of a wrecked car. You're not against getting out of a wrecked car. Oh, we're finding Alzheimer's patients and kidnapped children. And then suddenly, and illegal guns, and terrorist, and call on your neighbors. You see how they're converting it. And the final phase is these youth brigades, these tattletale squads, this domestic security force just as big, just as strong as the U.S. military. And then Obama goes on the speech to say with forced compulsory service. And again, it isn't Obama doing it. He's just the front man. But he can sell black Americans and others on going along. He can sell Africa on accepting the new Africa Corps, U.S. military there. The legislation also states the camps will use to provide centralized locations to improve the coordination, preparedness, response, and recovery efforts of government, private, not-for-profit entities and faith-based organizations. That's the 26,000 preachers. That's the 25,000 at least. They've been doubling it each year, but that's secret executives and key infrastructure individuals. I mean, Mike, who works here in this office, worked for LCRA in their security. And he already had a infrastructure protection badge 2 years before he even worked here. See, it's everything. Ominously, the bill also states the camps can be used to meet other appropriate needs. And if you nexus that with the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, if you nexus that with the PDD 51, the Military Commissions Act, the announcements of NORTHCOM, it's for the American people. They've said previously, building the camps, it's for American citizens. As determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security, meet other appropriate needs as determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security. An open-ended mandate, which many fear, could mean the forced detention of American citizens in the event of widespread rioting, a national emergency, or total economic chaos, which has been engineered by the bankers. Many credible forecasters have predicted riots and rebellions in America that will dwarf those already witnessed in countries like Iceland and Greece. With active duty military personnel already being stationed inside the U.S. under NORTHCOM, partly for the purpose of crowd control, in their own words, fears that Americans could be incarcerated in detention camps are all too real. But when we come back, I will give you the coup de grace, how they're going to do it, how they're going to roll it out. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.